What's going on? How are you? Hey, my name is Odell Palacio. I'm going to be totally transparent here. I started Disruptor's podcast or the Disruptor podcast because I had a discussion with my kids and they're like, hey, we want to learn stuff about this faith we're growing up in. I thought it was really important. So, you know, I teach them. We have Bible studies at home and stuff, and I teach them as much as I can. But I started looking at studies along the way, too. And I was like, man, there's a lot of people, you know, who are leaving their faith. And I really believe it's just for lack of understanding and knowing, you know, who they are. And so it was important for me to start this. So, you know, why did I call it Disruptor? I was talking to a good friend of mine, Marcus. He actually helped me come up with the outline for this because I'm a novice. I don't know anything about podcasting whatsoever. I'm new to podcasting. I've written devotionals in YouVersion, and we've done pretty good numbers with that. But I'm new to being a writer also. I do have a book out, but I'm new to being an author also. I have an online store, a Christian online store, but I'm new to being an online Facebook marketer. So this whole territory is new for me, but I also believe that it's time for me, right? So like you look at the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14, and her cousin, I think it is, Mordecai, is like, hey, we need your help. And maybe you became queen for a time like this, or maybe you were born for a time like this. Another translation says it. And I think that's what I feel in my spirit. Like, I really do. I feel like I was born for a time like this, born to understand the internet world, right? Like, God chose to make me now, right? So, like, when I created Influence, there's still so much to learn. When I wrote my first devotional, there was still so much to learn. So that's where I'm at with this podcast. So why did I call it Disruptor? Well, like I was telling Marcus, I think in the core of it, for so long, we've preached Jesus outside of who his whole purpose was. His whole purpose was to disrupt. He said it himself. I didn't come for peace. I didn't come for peace, right? So his whole purpose is disruption, and that's a good thing. Sometimes we need disruption. Disruption is a good thing. When you think about disruptors in modern times, right, I want you to think of it in a good way, not like the kid in the back of the classroom that's just always cracking a joke, you know, and disrupting the teacher's lesson plans, or not like the kid who's always bullying the new kids because he has low self-esteem. Nah, like a disruptor in real modern times is like Steve Jobs disrupted the cell phone world, right? Disrupted, you know, how we received music, right? You think about, you know, Jeff Bezos disrupted how we purchase. You think about how Redbox disrupted Blockbuster, right? How Facebook disrupted how we get engage and communicate with one another, and so on and so forth. So how is a Christian supposed to be disruptive? That's it. This is what we're going to learn. We're going to talk about how to pray, how, or the importance of church and the importance of belonging to a church, the healing ministry, finances. We're going to talk about things that Christians nowadays aren't hearing, right? Like, we're going to talk about real things, right? Because you are supposed to be the difference the world sees. So when they think of, you know, why is this guy smiling in the midst of a storm? You can come back and say, well, because I've done these things and I have this God that I serve, and you're a disruptor to what's normal. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. I was a call center manager at one time at a tech company, tech giant. I'm not even going to say their name. Tech giant. And they laid off. We laid off like 500 people. It was insane. And I was the manager. There was three of us. It was like the morning, the like swing shift is what I called it. So like 7 to 2, that was me, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then like the overnight shift, right? So my shift had like 150 to 200. And I was in charge of laying off all those people. It was the worst thing I ever seen. Actually, my manager like had to lay off the whole 500 in the morning, or the whole, you know, whatever it was in the morning. He, from what I understood, he broke down crying while he was laying them all off. And I remember this, and I remember seeing the fear and the pain. And like, you know, one girl told me, I just got my first apartment, and I just signed the lease like yesterday, right? So in the midst of all this chaos, what do we have? You look at what's going on in the world now, right? This isn't an excluded epidemic. This is a world pandemic, right? A plague. And in the midst of this chaos, I'm in Michigan, and we went from having no one to like 700 people or cases of the COVID-19 or coronavirus. But in the midst of this chaos, right? So I believe we are supposed to be the light. I believe we are supposed to be the innovative ones who create the medicine and bring the praise in the midst of all this chaos. But I also believe we have to learn how to become that, right? It's not just overnight, I accepted Christ and then boom, I'm like this super Christian, right? Like, we don't want to be Ned Flanders. We don't want to be Ned Flanders. We want to be real life people with real life issues who serve a real life God who set us aside for moments like this. And that's where we're at, man. I just want to reiterate, this is important to me, man, but I'm a novice. So bear with me as I'm learning. I want to incorporate video. I want to incorporate music. I don't know how to do any of that yet. Believe it or not, I am on my laptop on my son's headphones that he uses when he's challenging somebody on Fortnite on Xbox. Right? He has like a microphone and stuff. And like, I see him going back and forth with his friends on Xbox while they're playing Fortnite or they're playing Madden or whatever. So I'm using his stuff. I don't have any of the proper tools yet to be a podcaster, but I'm a disruptor. And I feel like I was born for a time like this. So this is episode 1, day 1 intro. I don't know like frequency and how many times you're supposed to do this. But I am going to document my whole journey. Like, part of the breakdown is just telling you the struggle that I'm having with this stuff. And then the other part of the breakdown is just giving you like, you know, interviews and stuff about, you know, information that I think would be really useful going forward. You know, hopefully I'll be able to interview like some really cool people that can teach you how to pray, really cool people that can teach you the importance of giving, really cool people that could teach you why belonging to a church is important, serving in a church is important, how it affects your purpose, really cool people who could tell you how to innovate and how to, you know, get patents and stuff that'll be really important to move the world forward. That's my hope and desire for it, but I don't know frequency. I don't know if I do this once a week, once a month. Just bear with me, man, and enjoy the ride. It's gonna be pretty fun. I'm so excited for you to get this information, this content. I wish I actually had it as a kid. I struggled with prayer for so long. I struggled with fasting for so long and why you do it. I struggled with church for so long. Why are we here? Why are we coming here? What is the purpose of it? I struggled with it for so long. Man, I'm just being honest with you. So, as I learned the importance of it, I felt it was right for me to share. Hope you enjoy. Please be nice to me and be patient with me. And let's go.